The Garden Party. Part 1. The weather was ideal, warm and without a cloud in the blue sky. It was the perfect day for a garden party. The gardener had been working since dawn, cutting the lawn, until the green grass was bright in the sunshine. And the roses were wonderful. Roses are the only flowers that people really notice at garden parties. Hundreds of them had opened up during the night. It seemed that the roses knew about the garden party. While the Sheridan girls were having breakfast, the men came to put up the marquee.
"Where shall we put the marquee, Mother?"
asked Meg.
"My dear child, please don't ask me. I'm determined to make you children organise everything this year. Forget that I'm your mother. Pretend that I'm one of the guests."